Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. And today we're going to be tackling a pretty heavy topic.
Yeah.
The human cost of the 1947 partition of India.
Definitely a story etched in history with immense suffering, but also remarkable resilience.
Yeah, we've got a mountain of historical documents and personal narratives to sift through.
It is going to be an emotionally charged journey, for sure.
Yeah, and that's really what we want to understand here. The immediate impact this had on families and communities.
Yeah.
You know, the mass migrations, the violence.
And the scars left behind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's important to remember that history isn't just dates and events.
Right. It's about people.
And in this case,
millions of Hindus, Muslims, and Sikhs,
right,
whose lives were just completely upended by the partition.
It's hard to even grasp the scale of it all. Millions of people on the move, borders redrawn, and a subcontinent forever altered.
Yeah.
Just to set the stage. You know, one of our sources, Indian Geography, points out that even before the partition, major cities like Mumbai, Kolkata, Delhi were already incredibly crowded.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine how much this pre-existing pressure cooker of demographics must have amplified the chaos when things started to unravel.
Absolutely. To understand that unraveling, we need to look at the political context leading to the partition.
Yeah.
Sources like A Concise History of Modern India and From Plassey to Partition paint a picture of a nation on the verge of independence, but already deeply fractured along religious lines.
So it's like a powder keg ready to explode.
Exactly. And the decision to divide the subcontinent was like trying to put out a fire with gasoline.
Oh.
It only ignited a whole new wave of challenges.
And one of the most immediate and devastating challenges was the mass exodus of people.
Right.
I mean, just imagine being uprooted from your ancestral home, the place where your family had lived for generations.
Yeah.
And being forced to cross newly drawn borders into a future filled with uncertainty.
And the historical accounts really bring this to life. Millions upon millions of Hindus, Muslims, and Sikhs packed their belongings, or what little they could carry, and embarked on journeys filled with hardship and danger.
Right.
It wasn't just a matter of relocating. It was a complete reshuffling of communities and identities, creating a new set of tensions and challenges along the way.
The personal narratives from this time are truly heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
One account in the history of the Bengali language talks about the linguistic shifts that occurred as people migrated.
Wow.
Imagine being surrounded by people speaking a language you don't understand, trying to navigate a new life in a place that feels utterly foreign.
And tragically, this upheaval and displacement were often accompanied by horrific violence.
Right.
The historical documents, particularly The Last Mughal, The Fall of a Dynasty, detail the riots and massacres that erupted fueled by religious animosity.
It's a stark reminder of the human capacity for cruelty, especially in times of fear and uncertainty.
Absolutely.
One witness account in the history and culture of the Indian people described the situation as a river of blood and fire. Just reading those words sends chills down my spine.
It's heavy stuff.
It really underscores the raw terror and desperation that people must have felt.
We have to understand how this violence escalated so rapidly.
Right.
Hindu Mahasabha in colonial North India sheds light on the role of pre-existing tensions and how those tensions were exploited by political actors.
It's a reminder that historical events are rarely simple.
No.
And often involve a complex interplay of social, political, and economic factors.
Right.
And those factors had a lasting impact on families and communities.
Definitely.
A Short History of Religious and Philosophic Thought in India explores the psychological trauma, the loss of loved ones, and the division of families that resulted from the partition.
Deep wounds.
Yeah, these wounds run deep and have echoed through generations.
We see this in the stories of children separated from their families, refugees struggling to rebuild their lives,
right,
and the ongoing search for healing and reconciliation.
It's a testament to the resilience of the human spirit, but also a sobering reminder of the enduring consequences of such a traumatic event.
Yeah.
It's incredible to think about how people found the strength to carry on after experiencing such loss and upheaval. What stood out to you the most from all these accounts?
One thing that struck me is the way personal narratives capture the individual experiences within this massive historical event.
Okay.
They remind us that history is not just about abstract forces and political decisions.
Yeah.
It's about the lived experiences of ordinary people caught in extraordinary circumstances.
That's so true. And those individual stories are what make this history so powerful and important to remember.
Absolutely. The stories of resilience, of rebuilding, of communities coming together to support each other.
Right.
Those are just as important as the stories of loss and violence.
We often hear the phrase, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. And in a way, diving into these personal accounts feels like a way to honor the memories of those who lived through the partition and ensure that their stories continue to be told.
I completely agree. By understanding the human cost of the partition, we can hopefully learn from the past and work towards a future where such tragedies are never repeated.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yep.
And that brings us to the end of part one, folks.
We'll be back with more after a quick break. The partition wasn't just like this moment in time. You know, it had ripple effects that extended far beyond those initial years.
Yeah.
And one of the most profound and lasting impacts was the reshaping of identities.
You're right. It's like the ground shifted beneath everyone's feet. Suddenly,
yeah,
things that might not have been so central before, like religion, became matters of survival.
Exactly. A Concise History of Modern India talks about how the partition forced people to confront their religious and cultural identities in a whole new light. For many, these identities became sources of both belonging and exclusion,
right,
shaping their interactions with others and their sense of place in the world.
It's kind of a tragic irony that a decision aimed at reducing conflict ended up creating even deeper divisions.
Absolutely. The history and culture of the Indian people highlights how the violence and trauma of the partition created a legacy of mistrust and suspicion between communities that continues to this day.
So on top of all the personal loss and upheaval, there's this added layer of social and political tension. Did this tension play out in other ways as well?
Definitely. The Making of India details the political instability that followed the partition. The newly formed nations of India and Pakistan faced immense challenges, including questions of governance, resource allocation, and national identity.
It sounds like the partition created a power vacuum that was difficult to fill.
Yes, and one of the most striking examples of this instability is the assassination of Mahatma Gandhi.
Wow.
A figure who dedicated his life to peace and unity, even he wasn't immune to the forces of extremism that the partition had unleashed.
That's incredibly sad,
mm-hmm.
and really drives home the point that even the best intentions can have unintended and tragic consequences.
It also underscores how deeply the partition impacted the social fabric of the subcontinent.
Right.
And these consequences weren't just political, they were economic as well.
Okay.
An Economic History of India highlights the economic disparities that emerged between India and Pakistan in the years following the partition.
So the partition didn't just redraw borders, it reshaped economic realities as well.
Exactly. Disruptions to trade routes, the loss of skilled labor, and the challenges of building new infrastructure all contributed to these divergent economic paths.
Wow.
And those disparities, unfortunately, continue to affect the region today.
It's almost like the partition created this web of interconnected challenges that are still being grappled with: border disputes, resource scarcity, and the ongoing displacement of communities.
Yes, and it's important to acknowledge that these issues are complex and multifaceted, but it's also important to recognize that despite the immense challenges, there have been efforts toward healing and cooperation.
Really? Are there specific examples you can share?
Absolutely. Organizations like the one discussed in the East India Company and the Natural World are working on cross-border initiatives, particularly in areas like environmental conservation and resource management. They're demonstrating that it's possible to find common ground and build bridges even in the face of a difficult history.
That's encouraging. It sounds like they're focusing on shared interests and challenges that transcend political and religious boundaries.
Exactly. These are small but significant steps towards addressing the legacy of partition and fostering a more collaborative future for the region.
You know, we've been focusing on the negative impacts, but I imagine there are also positive aspects of this legacy. Did the partition lead to any cultural or social advancements?
That's a good question. While it's difficult to label any outcome of such a traumatic event as purely positive, the partition did lead to a flowering of artistic expression in both India and Pakistan. Literature, music, and cinema in both countries explored themes of displacement, identity, and belonging.
So in a way, art became a way to process and make sense of this incredibly painful historical experience.
Precisely. It served as a platform for sharing individual stories, expressing grief and loss, and exploring the complex emotions that arose from the partition.
It's a reminder that even in the darkest of times, humans find ways to create beauty and meaning. And that resilience, that ability to find hope, even in the face of tragedy, is something truly inspiring.
Absolutely. It speaks to the enduring power of the human spirit. And I think it's a reminder that while we can't change the past, we can learn from it and strive to create a better future.
You know, we've talked about the immediate chaos and the long-term consequences, the economic and political shifts. But it feels like the partition is one of those historical events that just continues to spark debate and discussion even today.
You're absolutely right. History is rarely straightforward. And the partition is a prime example of that. You know, it's often portrayed as this simple clash between Hindu and Muslim communities.
Right.
But as with most historical events, the reality is far more nuanced.
Yeah, it's like trying to put together a puzzle where some of the pieces are missing and the ones we do have don't always fit neatly together. One of our sources, the Penguin History of Early India, really encourages us to look beyond a single narrative and acknowledge the complexities of this period.
That's such an important point. Sources like Hindu Mahasabha in colonial North India reveal diverse viewpoints within both Hindu and Muslim communities, showing us that there wasn't just one monolithic perspective on either side. You
No.
know, there were political agendas at play, external forces shaping the narrative, and a whole spectrum of individual experiences that get lost when we oversimplify the story.
And speaking of external forces, from Plassey to partition, dives into the role of British colonialism in setting the stage for this division. It's a reminder that India's path to independence was intertwined with a long history of British rule, and the partition wasn't simply an internal conflict, it was shaped by global forces as well.
Absolutely. We can't ignore the historical context, the decisions made by the British government, the policies they implemented, and the ways in which they exacerbated existing tensions all played a role in leading to this outcome.
It's so easy to get caught up in the political and historical analysis,
Right.
but those sources that center on human stories, like the Golden Road and the Last Mogul, are crucial reminders that amidst all the political maneuvering, there were real people whose lives were completely upended.
Those personal accounts are the heart of this story, the displacement, the violence, the loss of home and loved ones. These experiences shape the memories and identities of entire generations. It's essential that we listen to those voices to understand the true human cost of the partition.
Even the history of the Bengali language touches on this, discussing how the partition impacted something as fundamental as language. It's amazing how even linguistic shifts can reflect the enduring legacy of such a momentous event.
And the Making of India points out that this legacy is very much alive in the present. The partition continues to influence political dynamics, border disputes, and social tensions in the region. It's a reminder that history isn't something confined to textbooks. It's a living force that shapes the world we inhabit today.
So what can we learn from all of this? How can we apply these insights to the way we think about the world?
One key takeaway is the importance of critical thinking. You know, we can't simply accept a single narrative or interpretation of events. We need to engage with diverse perspectives, question assumptions, and be willing to challenge the stories we've been told.
It's like what we were talking about earlier with those diverse viewpoints within communities, a concise history of modern India and a short history of religious and philosophic thought in India. Really highlighted that even within seemingly homogeneous groups, there's a whole spectrum of beliefs and motivations.
Right. And reducing complex historical events to simple narratives does a disservice to the richness and diversity of human experience we need to embrace that complexity and understand that history is rarely black and white. It's full of gray areas, contradictions, and unintended consequences.
Thinking back to those sources that focused on the economic aspects, an economic history of India and an economic history of India, they made it clear that the partition's impact went far beyond just redrawing borders. It disrupted trade, displaced industries, and created immense challenges for rebuilding economies.
It's a reminder that historical events have ripple effects that extend far beyond the immediate time frame, and those ripple effects continue to be felt today. The partition wasn't just a moment in time, it was a turning point that continues to shape the social, political, and economic landscape of South Asia.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I think the biggest takeaway is that history has enduring power. The events of 1947 might seem distant, but their legacy is very much alive. We carry those stories, the lessons, and the consequences with us.
It's our responsibility to learn from those lessons, to engage with the complexities of the past, and to work towards a future where such divisions are never again drawn.
Until next time, keep diving deep.